It's after checkout time. I want my
mistress,
money.
The innkeeper, he wants to be paid.
Honey, when I spend the night in the man's room, he better pay me.
I want my money.
Zeus, just go back to sleep, would ya? What's he gonna do, kill us?
Here's Johan! Ah! Give me the money! Now!
You getting tired, Zuzu?
No, mistress.
Well, I am. Pull over. Zuzu, I thought I told you to pay that in-creep.
With what, mistress? My good looks?
Well, you got a point there, girlfriend. But, I mean, couldn't you have done something to pay for our room? You know, washed dishes, dug ditches.
Oui, mistress, you are right.
I mean, Zuzu, you should be grateful to do any labor, no matter how menial, because I can't. I am a professional entertainer, and I have to save every ounce of my strength for my audience. Any more of that blood sausage left? Sausage is good. Too bad you're on a diet.
I am? Oh, but wait! But wait!
Hold on there, Baldy. Hold it just a minute. You forgot my makeup case.
You ladies a ride.
Well,
we'd love a ride.
It depends. Where you headed, sailor?
I'm traveling north to visit a client. Perhaps I could offer you and your servant a night's lodging. That is, of course, unless you've made other arrangements.
Well, other arrangements? No, we'd not have. Oof.
Well then, shall we go? Please.
My name is Dr. Bradley. Dr. Bradley Bradley.
Oh, your mother must have thought you looked so nice she named you twice. Elvira's the name. Showbiz the game. I'm just in the process of fulfilling my lifelong dream of opening in a world-renowned Parisian review.
I know.
You do?
But of course. Your reputation precedes you.
Oh, damn, I hate when that happens. I don't owe you any money, do I?
Good Lord, no. I found your playbill in the village.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I must say, it's quite a titillating image.
Yes, it is quite a good likeness, isn't it?
Quite.
man are you, man?
I am a psychiatrist.
Oh, great, because my feet are killing me.
Charming. I say, perhaps we could arrange for a private performance.
Lucky for you, I come equipped with my own airbags.
I beg your pardon.
I'm so looking forward to the next bump.
Thanks for the lift, Doc. But I really gotta get going, you know. Nobody told me this was gonna be Mr. Toad's wild ride.
Castle Helzebus.
Cheery.
Lady Helzebus, allow me to present Elvira.
Charmed, I think.
Please, forgive me, madame. It's just that you...
Me, what?
You look pretty. Please, come in.
The lady and her servant will be spending the night.
Very well. I'll have the maid prepare the rooms. I trust that your stay here will be comfortable, madam.
Your cloak, ma'am. Your gloves, ma'am. Your shoes, ma'am.
Hold it right there. I mean, I usually get paid for this sort of thing. You know, when I
If you please, ma'am, I'm afraid it is imperative. You see, my husband, he suffers from an acute affliction of the hearing. Sounds that seem commonplace to you or to I cut into his head like knives.
Are you sure it's not just some kind of kinky foot thing?
The shoes, if you please. Oh!
Lady Helzebus, would you mind informing Lord Helzebus that he has a guest?
Something tells me he's already figured that out.
The war, please.
Jeez, everybody's a critic.
Elvira, allow me to present Lord Vladimir Helzebus.
Enchanté.
Oh, look, hey, we haven't even met yet. Oh, sorry. Hey, nice jacket. Who shot the stove?
Elvira is soon to be one of Gay Paris's foremost entertainers.
But the straight guys like me too.
thank you, but seriously, folks.
No! Scallopy. No! No!
Yeah, nice meeting you too. Who's the old dude in the dress?
Perhaps he has seen your act.
Don't be frightened, Elvira. It's only the castle settling down for the evening. Come. It's time for bed. The village people say this castle is evil.
Yeah, who listens to the village people anymore?
This castle and its occupants are cursed. It's the Helzebus family blood. It causes them to do strange and unnatural things.
Sounds like fun.
Lucian Helzebus, Vladimir's great-great-grandfather, sadist, murderer. Thousands of innocent souls died by his torturous hands in the dungeon of this very castle.
Yeah, nice hobby.
Captain Theodore Helzebus, Vladimir's grandfather. Smuggler, slave trader, pathological liar, bad dancer, cross-dresser.
That's really weird. Cross-dressers are usually great dancers.
Seem to have caused a bit of damage.
Yeah, duh. Anybody ever heard of spackle?
And last but not least, the Lady Doña Helzebus, Vladimir's mother. Slut, harlot, seductress. Just one man couldn't satisfy her.
I hear you, Grandma.
Right. I'll show you to your room then. This was her room.
Her? Her who?
Alora, Vladimir's first wife. Nobody has set foot in it since her passing.
P.U. Pass him, what is the question? Could you find a match or something?
Alora died exactly 10 years ago tomorrow.
I thought I heard your voice and I...
Whoa, what's her problem?
Don't mind her, she does this sort of thing quite frequently. She's not well, as you can see.
Who is she?
This pitiful creature is Roxana Helzebos, Lord Helzebos's niece. She too is afflicted with the Helzebos family curse, which has ruined many a life, including that of Allura. The beautiful, unfortunate Allura. I must say the resemblance between the two of you is remarkable. No wonder Vladimir was so shocked at the very sight of you.
Oh my God! Not only that, but we're both wearing the exact same nail polish!
Really? How remarkable.
Well, it's getting kind of late, and I'm off to Paris in the morning.
Must you leave so soon?
Dr. Bradley, opening my show in Paris means more to me than anything in the world. Even playing hide the hot dog with you.
Well, then, what about a quick nightcap?
No.
Brandy, champagne, blinker. Dubonnet with a twist.
Mistress, it's time for la douche.
Yes, quite right. Well, I'll send my carriage around in the morning. Good night.
Oh, Dr. Bradley.
Yes.
Didn't you forget something?
Ah, yes. Quite right. Good night.
Oh, and Doc. I'll take a brain check on the physical. Oh, hi, Emma. Thanks for spying on us.
Oh, this is so relaxing.
Oh, Susan, turn on the bubbles, would you? More hot water, Zuzu.
But mistress, I will have to go all the way down to the kitchen.
Yeah, and I have to sit here in a bathtub full of tepid water until you get back. That's good.
Sacre bleu. Oh, man.
Arr, ye dogs, we have come for your booty.
Hey, what are you doing? You want to blow the rating on this picture? Where have I seen this thing before? Oh. Come on, you're dripping with jewels. You're not gonna miss one little old ring, are you? Susan, you scared the cock-a-doodle out of me. Heard a knocking?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I'm Lady Roxana.
Oh, and I'm Elvira. Hey, what do you know? The lady and the tramp. I think this is a piece of your lung. Ew.
Thank you. I just came to apologize for my hastily behavior earlier this evening. I was just so shocked by your appearance.
Yeah, well, most people are, but they usually don't have quite such a strong reaction.
For a moment, I thought that you were my Auntie Laura, risen from the grave.
Yeah, I seem to be getting that a lot lately. So, Roxana, is it true that you also have the curse?
Yes, I'm afraid I do.
Really? And you still manage to look so fresh all over.
Uncle Vladimir says there is no escape from the family curse.
Hey, cheer up. I mean, maybe it's like hair loss and it'll skip a generation.
No, Uncle Vladimir says I am destined to remain within these dark castle walls for the rest of my short
happy. Look. Uncle Vladimir says, you know, girl, I don't want to go sticking my nose in where it don't belong. But if I were you, I would just pack my little bags, forget about what Uncle Vladimir says, and get the hell on out of Castle Helzebus.
Oh, if only I could.
Well, what's stopping you? Your legs painted on?
Where would I go? What would I do?
Really, if we're passing the morning, you could come with us, no?
No, actually, where we're going is kind of an adults-only thing.
No.
And...
No. Of course, I understand.
All right. You can go with us. Just be sure to have your stuff ready tonight, because we're leaving first thing in the morning.
Oh, thank you, Elvira. You're wonderful. Good night.
What do you want?
I just came to see if you needed anything before you retire. A cup of warm milk, perhaps?
No, actually, a cup of warm milk sounds kind of good. Thanks.
Very well. I'll have the maid milk the goat.
On second thought, just send up a bottle of scotch and a straw, okay? Instruments of torture make? Oh, all right. I'll throw on something skimpy and head down to the dungeon.
Thank you.
saw the light on in here, and I was wondering what you were doing down here. You know, I wanted to talk to you about... careful, that thing might go off in your hand.
Oh, you startled me.
If you're looking for something to steal, there's really not much here. I already checked.
Oh, sorry. Lord Helzebus's pistol needed cleaning. Allow me to introduce myself, madam.
How does he do that? Where?
I am Adrian, the stable master. I often come here secretly. Books are my greatest pleasure, and as you can see, the master has a magnificent collection.
Of what?
Books!
Oh, books! Yeah, I noticed.
I'm constantly trying to better myself.
It's working.
And who, may I ask, are you?
Oh, me? Oh, I'm just Elvira. You know, house guest, bon vivant, entertainer extraordinaire. I'm just here for the night. But then, a lot can happen in the night. Oh, Lord have mercy. It is warm in here, isn't it?
Your gown.
Oh, oh, oh!
Are you all right? Is the fire
what?
Out?
Honey, the fire's just getting started. I mean, it must have been a cinder that landed on my nightgown.
No. It was no accident. This house is not a healthy place for you to be.
Ew, not healthy? I have been scratching myself a lot lately.
And I'm sure Lord Helzebus has not been the most gracious of hosts.
Duh, that's the understatement of the 19th century.
Since the death of his first wife, he has not been feeling himself.
Too bad. Might relieve a lot of that tension.
I'm afraid the poor man is grief-stricken ever since the Lady Allura committed suicide.
Committed suicide? Why would anybody living here at Sunnybrook Farm want to kill themselves?
The master blames himself for her death. Me? I blame the Helzebus curse.
Oh, you poor darling!
But I had nothing to do with it.
I don't care.
I mustn't be found here.
Get behind the curtain, quick!
Yeah, good idea.
I thought I heard voices.
Oh, yeah. You and everybody else in this bug house.
A spider.
I need help. Get rid of that damn cake. Merci.
Where much that quack promised us.
I tried to tell you, mistress. Dr. Bradley has the emergency.
Emergency? What about my emergency?
He said something about people in the village dying of the plague.
Plague, schmeg. I have a show to do in Paris. Some people are so selfish.
Adrian.
I've got an idea. You two wait right here.
Well, mistress, where are you going?
If I'm not back in an hour, wait another hour.
Adrian! Adrian!
Otherwise, my dear. They've struck again.
What, gophers?
No, grave robbers and a never-ending search for the Hellzebub's family jewels. Oh, for the love of God, why can't they leave us alone? Hasn't my family suffered enough? What manner of fiend is it that would desecrate a human grave in their hunger for mere riches? Oh, why? Why? Why?
Snap out of it! Now, what are you going for, an Oscar?
Oh, my eyes! My eyes! Would you mind, my dear? They're over there.
Oh. God, here's your precious horse blinders, you big baby.
You don't understand. My eyes are tortured by all but the faintest of light.
Oh, so you've got a hangover too, huh?
No, I suffer from acute ocular sensitivity, my dear.
Oh, too bad. Listen, you know, your friend Dr. Bradley stood me up this morning, so I was wondering if Adrian, the stable boy, could give me a ride.
Frailty, thy name is woman.
Look, I just thought you were Adrian, that's why I was following you.
I know.
You do? Don't tell me you're psychic, too.
No. I heard your footsteps. Each and every one of them echo.
Echo?
Echo.
Echo.
My hearing's hypersensitive, too. I hear everything, each cry in the night, the deafening whisper of woodworm devouring the coffins, the scratching of rat's claws upon the stone. I hear it all.
What's that?
What?
There it is again.
Really? What does it sound like?
Kind of like... Oh!
Oh! An animal, perhaps, wolves, attracted by the scent of rotting flesh.
Well, wolves? Maybe we should head back to the...
My beloved wife's grave. She passed away 10 years ago this very day. Allura. So beautiful, so young, so full of life. But as I carried her over the threshold of Castle Hellzebub at our wedding day, a strange darkness befell her. After she took to her bed, she would neither eat nor sleep. I tried everything to cheer her up.
Each night, Allura took to wandering the halls of Castle Helzebus, listening to the accursed voices of the demented souls emanating from within its blood-soaked walls. I prayed that I might rescue her from this infernal nightmare, but aided by the corrupting powers of diabolical cunning, she eluded me. Then, one night, those demonic deceivers of suicidal destruction imposed their poisonous and cankerous will upon this sweet, unblemished child of innocence and grace, and ordered her to climb to the top of the tower. And then, to jump.
For just 1 year.
Well, you know what they say. I mean, 50% of all marriages end in divorce, so wouldn't have worked out anyway, probably. Are you okay?
It's you. You.
Me, what?
Allura.
Elvira.
I'll send you back to hell.
Oh, that's smart. What happened?
You don't remember?
No, I must have undergone some kind of blackout.
You tripped. You know, I'm a little sheepish when it comes to wolves. What do you say we head on back to the castle, okay?
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I think I might just go upstairs and rest for a while.
Okay, you do that. And while you're at it, you might want to grab an ice pack.
Yes.
Hold it right there. Mutton stew. Whoa, dude, somebody went a little heavy on the Tabasco.
This is my husband's chamber pot, madam.
But perfectly harmless, I assure you.
Oh, no problemo. I'm from California.
So, as I was saying, I was in the village cleaning out the pussy, runny sores of this poor old woman, and I said to her, "Madam, I believe you have the plague." And she said, "Oh, no, sir, I don't have the plague." And just at that moment, her ear dropped off. Roll. I can assure you, Ema, it was rousing good fun.
Bradley, you always have the most amusing stories.
Gee, this looks delicious.
It's gruel.
Yeah, damn straight it's cruel. I mean, I was really hungry.
No, madam. It's hot gruel. I'm afraid those of the Helzebus clan can consume only the most pallid mash.
Wear only the softest of clothing. Tolerate only the faintest of light. You see... My husband and Roxana suffer from certain peculiarities of temperament.
Yeah, where I come from, they call it hypochondria.
Pardon?
I said, maybe it's just all in their mind.
Precisely. And when something is in someone's mind, it is more real, more powerful than any mere physical malady.
Yeah, right, like there's something going on in my mind.
Well now, shall we see? What do you know about hypnosis?
That's a bunch of hooey. I once did a show with Ivan the Incredible. He tried to hypnotize me and make me bark like a dog.
And did it work?
Well, by the time he was done, he was the one who was sitting up and begging.
I assure you, Elvira, the powers of hypnotism are very real. Allow me to demonstrate. Look deeply into my eyes. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
I wish I had a peso for every time I heard that old line.
Give your will over to mine. Your hands are melting into mine. Soon, very soon, they will become one with mine.
Just watch the nails, will you?
Close your eyes. You will try. You will try, but you will not be able. You will try very soon. You will try now, but you will not. You cannot. Move them.
Can you please hold it down? I'm just trying to sleep here.
Is she hypnotized?
No, I am not hypnotized.
Elvira, you're a little girl, very happy. So young, so happy. So very, very happy. It's all brightness and butterflies. They're a wonder to behold. See them. See them?
I just love butterflies ever so much.
Why, look. There's one on a flower. Reach out, Elvira. You can almost touch it. Reach out. Oh, it's a bee. It stung you. No tears, Elvira. There's no reason to weep.
Don't weep for me. Weep for Vladimir. I have come to wreak my vengeance.
Oh, who turned out the lights? See, I told you that hypnotism thing was a bunch of hooey. Ow!
I'm afraid I'm feeling a bit unstable.
Speaking of unstable, where's Lord Loco anyway? Plague or no plague, your coach is picking me up tomorrow, right?
No, absolutely. I assure you, Elvira, you won't be spending another night in Castle Helzebos.
Happy anniversary, Allura.
Oh, no. Poor guy's had a tough day.
Yes, poor Vladimir. I don't believe I've ever seen him looking so morose.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't be with this dirge playing? Move over, honey. Let's see if we can't turn that frown upside down. Many years ago, when I was so small, I slipped into a music hall. How was I to know? Curiosity
would cost me my virginity. In a single night, I learned all the facts about the birds and bees and tit for tat. I remember 7 Turkish acrobats who taught me on the natural act. I was asked to play with the entire band. I had them all right in my hand. The pianist confessed to me there was a horse in his family tree. A contortionist seemed to get his kicks, forcing little me into the Chinese whip. Girlfriend, the trained dogs were quite a treat. They thought moi was a bitch in heat. Thinking to recall, life is like a music hall.
Thank you.
That ring? Where did you get that ring?
This old thing? I just found it in my room.
It was yours. A wedding ring. You took it.
Sheesh, calm down, will ya? Here, you can have it. It's too tacky for me anyway.
No, get it away,
Did you make up your mind?
Alura was wearing that ring.
Don't even think about it.
That it's true. It is true. She's alive.
Vladimir, you know very well that's not possible.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
All spick and span. I'll get the rest later.
Almost got it. True. She is alive.
Girl, you are starting to get on my last nerve.
Good Lord. No heartbeat.
Mir? No breath either.
I'm afraid she's quite dead.
Well, at least we'll get some use out of that coffin.
Poor Roxana. She's found peace at last.
For a member of the Hellzebus line, even death can bring no peace. Oh, if only it were me instead of her.
Yes, if only it was you.
Yes, if only it was.
Yes, if only.
So soon, Madame.
Yeah, boy, you guys don't waste any time, do you? I mean, the body's not even cold yet.
It's time for Roxana to join the rest of the Hellzebus clan. Come.
Why? She was so young and so young. Roxana, we hardly knew ye. She was a good girl. She never hurt nobody. You were the angels now, darling. Oh, man, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I need a drink.
Thank you.
quite a big hammer you're swinging there.
Elvira, I was just shoeing a horse for your trip tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd just bring you a little something to remember me by.
A book! Elvira, you are as generous as you are beautiful. Kama Sutra.
Yeah. Have you read it already?
I'm afraid I haven't.
Too bad.
I hope there aren't too many big words.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. I mean, it's mostly pictures. Here, let me show you the first chapter.
I'm not sure I follow.
Oh, read on.
How did you two get down here?
This dungeon has been locked for 100 years.
Yeah, right. And I suppose you've never been down here either.
Madam, I swear to you, I've never before set foot in this place.
Look, little Lord Paranoid, I didn't say you did. I just said that if you were the only person with the key...
It was in this foul dungeon that my great-grandfather, Lord Lucien Helzimus, committed unspeakable acts of torture.
Ooh, like whip me, baby, whip me?
In a nutshell, yes.
Ouch. Oh, my God. This is it! It's this wall! It's the wall from my dream!
What on earth are you talking about, my dear?
It wasn't a dream. It really happened. Laura didn't kill herself. You killed her!
Don't you see? You were going to leave me. Leave this castle. No one in the Helzimus clan can ever leave. As I told dear Roxana.
Roxana was...
Yes. About to be buried alive, too. That's another unfortunate Helzimus family trait. Catalepsy. It's a condition which completely parallels the look of death.
You mean then she was... And you knew?
Yes.
And...
Yes, I'm afraid burying people alive is another unfortunate Helzimus family trait.
What?
And now, Anora, it's time to send you back from whence you came. To hell! I shall rip your black heart out and feed it to the carrion crows.
I think you would have learned by now.
Ah, there he is. Pretty as a picture. It is rather amusing, isn't it, dearest? Your first wife, Allura, an adulteress. Your brother, Nikolai, an adulterer. Your second wife, an adulteress. Your trusted doctor and friend, an adulterer.
He's completely off it this time.
We've done it. Look at the pathetic milksop. He'd be better off dead.
Yeah, but we wouldn't, would we, love? And now that he's off his nut, you and I are completely in control of the ills of his family fortune.
And no one will question his need for constant care from his trusted doctor. With the help of his faithful wife, of course.
I hope you've learned your lesson, Pax. Never sign a prenuptial agreement. Elvira.
Oh.
How nice of you to join us.
Hi there. I was just leaving, so I'll see you guys around.
No, you're not, love.
Oh, no. Don't leave, Elvira. The fun is just beginning.
Yoo-hoo! Elvira! Your carriage awaits! Elvira! She's upstairs.
God, it's great, isn't it? Look at the size of that rack.
Elvira, I must confess I find a sight of you in pain particularly arousing.
Ow!
Careful, Bradley, or you'll be next.
I swear, you guys, I didn't hear a thing.
Ow!
About you and the doctor having an affair.
Ow! And you tried to make Vladimir insane so that you could steal the family jewels! Ow!
Vladimir. How are you, old thing? I must confess you're looking better.
Thank you, dear brother. Oh. That's very kind.
I think that's brother. Vladimir, whatever on earth do you mean?
It was always you.
No.
Always you.
No.
First you stole my toys.
No.
Then our dear mother's sweet love. And then finally, my beloved, are you. You must die, Nikolai. You must die.
Vladimir, no!
You will suffer for your faithlessness, Allura.
But, husband, I'm not Allura. I'm Ina.
Before this day is out, you will beg me to release you from the unimaginable hell into which you are about to be plunged. Die, die in agony, Allura.
She's such a killer.
Oh, forgive me. My slutty, adulterous darling.
Hey, don't call me darling.
Let me release you from your bondage.
Yeah, that'd be great, because I'm really not into this kind of thing anyway.
Oh, no. Oh, the other way!
Please. But old habits die hard.
Elvira? Elvira, it's your stable stud. Time to go to the train
station. Allura.
Would you stop with the Allura stuff? Allura is dead. I am Elvira. Remember? Life is like a music hall. Yeah!
Oh, prepare to enter hell, Allura. The netherworld, the abode of the dead, the infernal regions. That place of torment, pandemonium, abandonment. That vast, unbottomed place that's really, really hot. Raka. Gehenna. Hades. The boundless.
All right, I got it. Jeez, will somebody take away his thesaurus?
Don't interrupt when I'm on a roll, Ali.
Elvira, where are you?
Oh, Adira, in this place, no one can hear you scream.
let me present for your final enjoyment the pet and the pendulum.
Vladimir.
Hey!
Right, it's a jewel set.
Ima's illegitimate half-brother.
No!
Bye!
Come back, you crazy bastard!
More to camera!
My jewel!
More jewel!
Of Allura is finally set free?
No, that we can afford such a grubby special effect!
Oh, wait!
Remind me never to hitch a ride in a strange coach again.
Lives.
Wait, if it was not for Evara, I would be squished like a French grape.
Where did you say this castle was?
Just there in the Capetian Mountains.
Yeah, Castle Helzebus. You ever heard of it?
You could not possibly have visited there.
Hello, I think I know where I just spent the worst weekend of my whole life.
Castle Helzebus was destroyed 100 years ago.